260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump will have to wait to publicly answer Stormy Daniels' testimony in his trial. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the judge has refused to modify a gag order to let him respond.
This is essentially Trump saying he wants the freedom, the right to respond to some of the things that Stormy Daniels said when she testified, but the judge does not trust that it'll just simply be a response and not an attack.
The family of a black airman wants full transparency after a Florida panhandle deputy killed him, claiming self-defense while responding to a call. Attorney Ben Crump.
It wasn't a good exchange. He never fired a weapon or anything. He respected authority.
Another wave of turbulent weather is hitting the deep south. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
That damaging wind threat extends from Dallas all the way to Columbus, Georgia in the east, and that's going to happen over the next several hours as storms move along the Gulf Coast.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Data centers like the ones being built by Microsoft aren't known for having or needing a large staff. However, President Joe Biden says 2,000 people will have work building the tech company's data centers, and another 2,000 will eventually be employed long-term. Mount Pleasant is where Microsoft is investing a lot of money, with the head of that company acknowledging a lot of help in Racine County.
It starts at the local level. Mount Pleasant, what an extraordinary place. When I look at Dave DeGroote, the village president, when I see the county executive for Racine, for the mayor of Racine, Governor Evers, from his first meeting with me, to do the things that needed to be done to make this happen.
Brad Smith from Microsoft spoke before the president yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in southeastern Wisconsin next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run, scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury, not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game four in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30-40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social
media. Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata. Fagata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Soar into delight at EAA Chapter 838's annual Pancake Breakfast. Drive in or fly in this Saturday, May 11th from 8 to noon at Batten Airport in Racine for a delectable spread of pancakes, sausages, scrambled eggs, and hot coffee. Experience the perfect blend of food, flair, and community as live music by Cheryl McCrary accompanies the vibrant craft fair. Admission just $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. See you Saturday at Batten Airport for the annual Pancake Breakfast for EAA Chapter 838.
Track gone
to the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!